administrative portion of this Public Service Commission meeting to order. Am I missing a page? I don't even have anything in my book.
Yep.
Okay, so we have nothing on consent. And, there was a recommendation around the loop here somehow that we organize kind of a roundtable discussion regarding data centers and how to make sure that if data centers are going to be set up in North Dakota, that we have the chance, I think, to articulate our experience and knowledge in the area and try to make them be beneficial instead of detrimental to the consumers. I think sometimes just one side or the other of a line can make all the world a difference. And so I know Victor has done a little research on that. We held an event similar to that after Storm Uri. And we had people from both of the regional transmission organizations that operate in North Dakota, from our utilities. And when I say our utilities here, I'm not just talking about our jurisdictional utilities, but the co-ops in the state as well. And so that's what I'm kind of thinking is thoughts on this. And, of course, one of the big things is the timing of it. Getting that kind of a group of people takes some time. Oh, the other group we would want to invite is, you know, potentially some of the data processors or crypto farms that have already set up here. You know, they might have some very useful information for a discussion like that, too. So I give that background. I'm looking for thoughts and ideas.
I'm looking for the email I send on this. I can't remember. Oh, here we go. Okay. So, oh, yes. Okay. So there's these data centers are popping up all over. Counties are dealing with them and working on their own sort of ordinances on how to deal with them. The university system has testified to legislative committee meetings about how these should be handled, which is odd to me. But anyway, I think that there's just, this is such a fast and emerging industry. And they should pop up all over the place and have these huge demands. So I really think that we need to provide the leadership on this and provide sort of a gathering. I was thinking the co-ops, us, we'd invite grid operators, utilities, and legislators, and probably counties too, or the county reps, and really have a discussion about the power needs, planning the interconnection to the grid, and how this works currently, to educate legislators so they kind of are up to speed on how it's currently working, and also to talk with utilities and the grid operators about changes that might be needed to better plan for these, and account for them. And then actually, like you said, Randy, the getting the industry folks, some of the data centers themselves or leaders of that industry. And I think there are some groups, like they do have an association, I think, that through which they can work, and that might be good to bring in. So I think we should look as soon as we can for a date and put something out there and have like a summit or something like that and have it down in one of the big rooms and work with some key players on the agenda.
I feel like the word summit has been overused a lot lately. Oh. So I had Victor do a little research.
That's maybe put it into AI and see what other coin terms are out there as far as...
See if we can find a synonym.
Yeah. Technical conference.
Thank you.
Is a much.
Yeah. I support this. And I think some time ago when an issue came up when we were discussing data centers and all that, I said we really need to get our arms wrapped around this to find out the impacts. You know, we've seen some good impacts on the data centers, and we've seen some concerns on what it can do. So I think this is a good idea. I think it's got to be streamlined on what our agenda is and the purpose, and really look at the invitee list and to make sure that all are welcome, you know, to be at strategic planning and really get to some questions, concerns, and pathways forward on this, because I think really with AI, we're really going to see a lot of growth in this area. And so I support this.
And in looking at schedules, I'm not envisioning a strong likelihood that we get this done until probably late July. Because some of these people, especially when we talk about the grid operators, they do need some notice.
Yeah.
And so,
well, it probably wouldn't be that. They could have some technical folks. It wouldn't have to be the high level, highest level.
Well, and then I
think PD&F would be good too, or Commerce would be good to include.
Very
as well.
Good, because
they're out there recruiting.
Yeah.
Well, and then the room as far as capabilities to be able to log in and participate, hopefully. I mean, just looking at our options and convenience,
right,
too.
Victor, were you able to? I'm sorry.
No. I'm just asking for that consideration.
Were you able to research any dates at all? Or
I haven't. Okay. I kind of wanted to see what direction you all wanted to take this. I would agree. I would see it very challenging to organize prior to probably late July. And then, you know, with that kind of general thought process, we can start researching some availability of rooms. I'm assuming we're talking about either the Pioneer or the Brunhild Haugland room downstairs. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a rate case in late July? I feel like we do.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yes, we have
probably
late July. For, yeah,
there is.
So, well, yeah, I mean, we'll
did
do
you want to work on
date.
Scheduling something, or did you want to have Victor and staff kind of sort through our calendars and just go ahead and schedule it on the day when we're clear?
Yeah, I think that's probably. That's
We have Otter Tail's rate case the end of July, so I'm thinking looking at August 1st, you know, after. First part of August.
It seemed to me, though, I will say this, outside of our commission meeting in the middle of the week, which if it had to be, we could even change it. I'm not seeing so much in that week from July 22nd through the 26th. Because I do think this is something the earlier the better, because these things pop up, and as was stated and is my thought as well, ED&F is out recruiting these people, because they seem to have this concept. If we can get one to set up, that just means we have the opportunity to have another generator come in. And it's not quite as simple always as that.
So which dates were you looking at, Randy?
I was looking at that week of the 22nd through the 26th of July. We have our meeting on the Wednesday.
Yeah, that might be a possibility.
Are you booked up with anything that week?
I'm flexible.
Yeah, that could be.
26th is 8-1 Monday at the fair. This is that Friday.
We could probably do it. Like, I'm thinking a half day might be sufficient. I mean, if we need a whole day, we can block it off or start with that. But then I'm hoping to, like, you know, break it down into different topics.
Yeah, I think a half day might be tight when we bring that many people in. They're going to come in. They're probably going to want a chance to talk, and we might get some.
Well,
it depends on how it is. If it's like I'm envisioning it more of like a, not where we're Maybe it is kind of like the event we had after Yuri, because we had different people presenting, right?
Yep.
And
we kind of set an agenda for that one.
Right.
Here's what we like to talk about. And, you know, we didn't do any presenting. We were hearing from the parties and looking for responses to that presentation.
Yeah.
We had designed it in an intentional way so that if someone said, well, this, you know, in that example, this wasn't my fault, it was their, you know, this other group's fault, where we wanted that group there so that someone, there wasn't this eternal finger pointing until you find someone who's not in the room to respond.
Yeah. I mean, that was, it was kind of like a, sort of like a hearing though. And I don't know that we need to schedule this or structure it that way. We could structure it more like a little mini conference where at some times we're up there talking, or one of us is, and other times we're just listening from others presenting on, like, I wouldn't mind having the EDNF and the data centers talking about here's where we see us developing, here's why we're interested in North Dakota, here's where we're interested in North Dakota, you know, just like hearing from them and hearing about their EDNF's recruiting strategy if they have one. And then there might be another, and I think the legislators would appreciate hearing that too. And then there might be another panel of folks talking about, or the grid operators could present about, here's how people are, large loads are connected to the grid and the challenges that they present. And the studies that are done. Maybe we have SPP and MISO talk about that. And the utilities. So it could be, you know, where we're not necessarily like our hearing, where we're just, it's more like we gather everyone and it's more like a little conference.
Yeah, because those load studies are a huge factor in whether these things end up being beneficial or detrimental.
Yeah.
So.
Or symposium. Did you say technical symposium?
Technical conference, but that technical was just.
Technical conference,
initial.
Yeah.
So we referred generically to it last, the what we did after Yuri, as a technical conference, but it had a name that we gave it, was Grid of the Future, Ensuring Long-Term Reliability.
Yeah.
Technical symposium, they each have the same number of letters, so they line up nice one on top of the other for a title page.
It does.
So let's aim for that week of July 22nd through the 26th. We'll have staff work on, you know, maybe talking to some of these people that have been named here, mm-hmm. see if one date works better than the others in that week.
The first part of the week works better. The 26th, we already have a commitment.
Is the 26th one Stacy met? Okay.
Yes.
And I think if they had to do it on, if Wednesday was the only date that worked for like one of the grid operators or something, would we be okay with switching our meeting to one of the other dates?
Yeah, the commission meeting, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then we'll let Steve basically schedule it, and we'll start billing. We'll keep this on the administrative calendar and keep talking about it.
Perfect.
And plan it out. Okay. Then one more, not a discussion item, but a scheduling thing. On Friday, on some Fridays, we've had our quarterly meetings with the LEC. And we kind of urged them to go to Fridays because it seemed like scheduling was so tough. And I wouldn't say that our scheduling has worked better on Fridays than they were working when we used to have them on Thursdays. We only scheduled them for the first half of the year. And so they're looking for some dates for the second half of the year. I looked ahead on my own calendar and what I could glean from the commission's calendar. I want to just throw out, does September 12th work for you guys to schedule the third quarterly meeting in?
Yes.
Ooh, I got to look here. Stacy might know better. Is that a Friday? And this is for I have a board of OMS board meeting at 1.
A virtual one?
Yeah, there. Yes.
Yeah. We usually do these in the morning. At
the LEC?
10, 11.
Oh, okay. I thought they were usually in the afternoon.
Oh, they used to be.
Okay. All right. That should work.
Okay. And then, just in case we can figure it out this far in advance, how about December? I was looking at the 9th, 10th, or 12th. I thought the 9th, I think, might...
I think there's almost always a MISO board meeting that week. Okay.
I think the 9th was a Monday, right?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work, Randy. Because the big day is always the Tuesday. The Monday night and Tuesday, so that one doesn't look as good.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to do it, and I would be missing. That's for the LEC meeting.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Why don't we schedule in the 12th, and we'll work on the December 1.
Sure. Again
later. Okay? Okay, but I'll have them scheduled September 12th at 10 or 11 o'clock, something like that, whatever works for them.
Got it.
Okay, anything else for scheduling?
Yeah, so last year, all three of the regulated IOUs came in the last roughly 2 weeks of August for their annual security and emerging threat update. We generally, don't have to do it necessarily to the date, but if we could find three opportunities in the last 2 weeks of August to let them come in and do that again, it'd be nice to get ahead of that now.
I have one challenge in August, and that's when I don't know when I'm taking Sam to college yet. And so it's going to be in those last 2 weeks sometime. But I will be narrowing that down soon. So I'm wondering if we could, can we punt just till our next meeting and then do it? I mean, I would say it's probably safe if we picked the last week of August, because I think we'd be going sooner than that.
Is he going to UND?
No.
Here, I thought I was doing a plug.
Nevada. I know. It's going a long ways.
August 27th is one of those informal days to watch, so that might be a good one.
Yeah, that day would be great. So that I know I'll be here.
He can come in next meeting and talk about some more specifics, but in the meantime, he can probably start working with utilities on some dates from them.
Sure.
And come back to you with a better proposal. But
that is a good, we've got an informal
day
blocked.
Yep. That might be an easy answer.
Yeah.
It's an easy answer for now, except for we block those off for when we get cases.
Well, these are cases. Totally cases.
Honestly, I would much prefer this, because what we did last year is we took all of the hour and a half informals, and we used those on cybersecurity. We took a lot of them, and then we had no informals left for the lighter season.
Ah.
So that's why I was very appreciative when you added all those informals this year. So I think that's an excellent idea to just burn one full day.
Perfect.
Okay. And just in case that was the week that you have to
It go, won't be. It's it won't before be. That. Yep.
So should we just lock that day in?
Sure.
Which one? Which day was it again?
Stacy's.
I have the whole day blocked off for informal hearing from 8 to 5. That's why what you're talking about. Use that whole day for all three?
No.
Whatever combo we need. I want to say we've done an hour and a half-ish sessions for those, at least planned.
But keep them all on the same day.
Yep. Yeah. So Leaf can kind of work with utilities. If they have some major conflict with that, we can come back next meeting. But for the time being.
And I know we're working on an agenda, too, on more information. So.
Perfect. Yep. We have the perfect plan.
We do.
Thanks. Thanks, Leif. Did you have anything else on the schedule? Okay.
Wait.
Oh, Joey.
About the data center thing. So, is there like a history or sort of like a framework? Like, when wind farms came into the state, like 20 years ago, like obviously it's a different type of, like, this is a power use and that's a power production, but like, is there like a history of sort of developing specific regulations around this? Or
I don't think there really is. I think with wind farms, at first, I don't think they were even cited, but very shortly after they started coming, some citing laws went into effect. And so there was that the PSC had citing jurisdiction, where with these data centers, we don't have any citing jurisdiction, and so we kind of get left out of the conversation.
I mean, I know you guys testified before the legislature sometimes. Do you think, like, it might be something that, like, you would want more input in, or is it too soon to say?
Maybe. I think it'll be really interesting to talk to the utilities, ED&F, to see like how they're get more details about how they're hearing about these, how often, how they filter through the serious versus the non. The co-ops are we don't have any authority over at all, so I think they're a key piece of this conversation too. And it's personally, I think it's probably too early for me to say that there's more legislation needed, but there is more coordination needed, I think, between the regulators, the utilities, the grid operators, and the developers and the counties. everybody is kind of hearing about these things and working on them and not coordinating a lot. And they're huge demands, just like instantly a couple hundred megawatts. It's unprecedented. There's nothing comparable to that in history.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not saying for sure that legislation is needed. I think we'll probably learn a lot at this that will tell us whether or not legislation is needed. But we need to be involved in this. We're the ones who are working with the grid operators, with the utilities. And, we have people that are heavily involved in recruiting these data centers, that their goal is economic activity. Well, our responsibility is affordability and reliability of the system. And if those things aren't taken into consideration, if the primary goal is just getting something built and creating some jobs, but it ends up detrimentally affecting reliability or affordability, then that's an example of where we should have been involved. And so I think it's imperative that this agency be involved in those discussions.
Do you know offhand how many data centers there are right now? And do you know if there are others, if there is a number of others that are being proposed?
Yes, there are. I know that there's a number of others that are the utilities. If you talk to them, and you probably should, they're getting constant requests from these guys. And we have
two.
One in Jamestown.
Two in Ellendale.
Well, and then there's the Williston.
And one in Trenton.
Yep. Two in one site.
Is anything running already at Rainbow? It depends on what size you talk about. There's even one out here, I believe, along the highway between Wilton and Washburn. But
yeah,
it's not that scale. He's got some wind turbines and stuff there, and I think some solar maybe. So it depends on where you would draw that line. I think there's a lot of them, but I think there's like four really large ones. Plus, we wouldn't know really what's at Rainbow if anything is. Sometimes I've heard they are actually operational there, or sometimes I hear plans. I don't know.
That's all I got.
Okay. Thanks for the questions. And thank you, everyone, for accommodating the time change for our meeting today.
Yeah.
We are adjourned.